He came into our editorial board meeting many, many months ago now as a candidate. He repeatedly went on and on about how it was a great honor. So, I mean, I do think that there is, to the extent that Trump is easily defined by a lot of many of them conflicting impulses, many of them dating back to, I think, decades ago, he is still the boy from Queens who looks at the Times as sort of the crown jewel and wants a level of respect. I don't think he would have been here if he didn't want that. And the meeting was at his request. Trump was actually quite calm, considering the various states I've seen him in. This is not the first time I've been in a room with him, so I have a comparison point. I mean, he started out a little bit defensive, I thought. He had his arms folded as he was sitting down in the seat, very tightly.
Like, the metaphor that came to mind was of an unhappy kid.
Yeah.
Who's just
right.
sort of waiting for something really bad to happen.
Yeah, it was sort of getting ready to endure punishment, right? And so, but instead he doled out the punishment. But he loosened up as time went on. He sort of got that off his chest. And then he talked about essentially the greatest hits of the primary and of the general election and his rallies and how he had captured the mood and he just felt it with Michigan and he had added a final stop and he had heard word that Hillary Clinton thought she was going to lose Michigan, so that's how they did it. It was really fascinating.